Marco has shifted west, and we are out of the watch and the warning areas for tropical storm force winds. As Marco makes landfall today, we will continue to see rain and some possible flooding.
Robinson spent a few minutes on tropical storms Laura and Marco, which are expected to move into the central and northwestern Gulf of Mexico, approaching Louisiana and Texas.
Obviously, we've seen an amount of rain, and we don't have necessarily storm surge. We do have some tidal that's higher than normal, which could make some drainage in some of our lower-lying areas more challenging. If you're going through some of the areas on the west side of downtown, we ask you to use caution and realize we may have some flooding.
While the Florida Panhandle is well out of the National Hurricane Center's forecast cone, the mayor said this is not the time to let down your guard.
Please continue to monitor Tropical Storm Laura. She's still in the forecast. It is projected to go west of us, but at this point, anything can change. There is one model that continues to bring it closer to us, so we ask that you continue to look.
And the mayor added that it shouldn't take a couple of storms to remind people along the Gulf Coast that we're about 2 weeks away from the peak of hurricane season.
We want you to continue to make sure that you have your disaster kit and that you're well stocked and that you know your evacuation zone at myascambia.com/knowyourzone. The city continues to stay in contact with the county and the EOC.
On the other crisis, COVID-19, health officials report about 11,000 cases in Escambia County. Robinson said the numbers haven't moved very much lately, so there is a glimpse of hope.
We are actually seeing our numbers come down, and that's a good thing. The last update from the state shows a 5.34% positive rate for August 22nd. That follows 6.49 for August 21st and 7.93 for August 20th.
Meanwhile, the Florida Department of Health reports 61 new positive COVID-19 cases in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, but no additional related deaths. Challenges do remain, says the mayor, especially in the area of hospitalizations, still more than 100, but trending downward. As of Sunday, the number was down to 137, and as of Monday,
schools are going back. If we show we can continue to stay open, and we can stay open with our mask, I think this is the most important thing that we could do. We want everybody to be open, we want our businesses to be open, we want schools to be open, and we want to be able to see that we can open and handle it successfully without seeing our numbers go back up.
Robinson also used his news conference on Monday to put in another plug to fill out your census form online at my2020census.gov. The deadline is September 30th.
We really need you to complete it. It's very important for money for both Escambia County and the city of Pensacola that you fill this information out. It takes about 10 minutes to complete. It just asks you where you were on April 1st of 2020. And if you could fill it out and let them know where you were, that's a great thing for us.
The city's goal for the census is 80% participation. Currently, it's at 65%. It's 62% for Escambia County as a whole. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.